You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Hello, and welcome to the Healthy Living Made Simple show, right here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. I'm your host, Francesca Pucker. And today I want to talk a little bit about a very common question that I get asked as a fitness professional. And that question is, how do we start an exercise program? Well, it doesn't have to be so complicated. It really does have to be simple. And what I like to tell clients about what to do when starting an exercise program is find something that you enjoy doing. Most of the times what happens is people get caught up in trying to do other people's exercise programs. And it leads to sometimes failure, unenjoyment, and something that you're more likely to not do than do. Well, the whole point of starting an exercise program is so that you'll stick with it and do it. So what I like to try to tell my clients is find something that you like to do, whether it be yoga, Pilates, strength training, running, cycling, power walking, Tai Chi, whatever it may be, find something that you like to do and start doing it more often than not. Also, another thing I like to tell the clients to do is definitely start off slow. What happens is when people want to start an exercise program, they go in it full force. They start walking at a 3% incline on a treadmill. They start jogging and walking, jogging and walking. And then after the first 2 days, they're sore, they can't move, they're taking days off because they're taking Advil and icing and trying to recover. That's not the point of an exercise program. An exercise program just really needs to be, what do I need to do to move more days than not? And we're finding now more than ever that with our obesity rate rising, more people are sitting. So I don't want to make exercise complicated. I want to make it easy. So get out and move. Let's do something for 30 to 40 minutes. Most days, get outside, enjoy the fresh air, try to find something to do with a friend. But something that is fun and enjoyable. I know that for me, when I started exercising, I started doing it with a friend. And we would go to the gym and we would talk and we would, you know, enjoy our time together, but get our workout in. And we've always felt great. Now I find that I enjoy days of just strength training on certain mornings or running certain afternoons. I like to have my Saturday morning yoga meditation because those are the things that I know that on a week in and week out basis, I'm going to do fairly regularly. So what I want to tell people is exercise does not have to be, you know, over 30 minutes. It does not have to be something that is going to cause an extreme amount of unhappiness where you're dragging the fact that you have to be there. You want something that you're going to wake up early in the morning to do, or you're going to do during lunch, or you're going to do after work. Because if it's something that you're dreading, it's never going to happen. And that's just going to lead to more and more health issues down the road. And inactivity is just an absolute no-no. So my tip for today is get out and move more and find something that you enjoy doing and just do it regularly. Any questions that you may have, you can always feel free to either email or write into the network and let me know what you have that you would like to talk about, and I'd be more than happy to. This is Francesca Pucker, Healthy Living Made Simple. Until we meet again, have a healthy and happy day.
This is Dr. Bill Lampton, the speech coach for champions. Join me weekly for the Speech Coaching Radio Show right here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
Leadership, Eric, and you know this, I've heard you talk about this, it's about influence. It's about our ability, and that's the bottom line of leadership, it's about our ability to make a contribution in somebody's life, to do something without any expectation of return, where we really, from a grateful heart, a sincere heart, try to move people in a direction that best suits them.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.